From sunny South Wolfsburg, Kaya Shakar to Jeff and to the Chevrolet Meridian, as always, and to all the Parnassim and Sadiqim that keep the Shirim going, and to the Bari Olam, who keeps us all going every second. Well, on page Reish Chaf Hei in the earlier edition of the Sefer, Kuf Sadik Tes on the new one, I'm going to skip a little bit because the Mechaber, the Tzaddik, the Mechaber, brings a number of Rishonim, brings from Rishonim and Achronim, Rabbein Yoina, and the Ramban, and also from the Archaim HaKadosh, it says Yartzeit today, today's Archaim HaKadosh is Yartzeit, Tes Vav Tammuz. So he brings from the Rishonim and Achronim, Mecharedim and others, who teach us that Hakaras HaTov, being grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and expressing that gratitude, is not only a Mida Tov. All of that itself would be Choshev, Valach, Bidrochev, and so on, whatever we're Mekayim when we're connecting to those Midas of Hashem. But these Rishayim and Achrayim all hold that Haidah, Shavach, Haidah, and expressing our Hakaras HaTov to be Isaac in this inyan of Hakaras HaTov and Shevach Vahidoyah is actually a keem of a mitzvah sasemi deraisa. We're Mekayim every single moment that you and I spend thanking Hashem and praising Hashem. We're Mekayim a mitzvah sasemi deraisa. And there's a famous Ramban in Pasha, at the end of Pasha's Bo. And these Rishon Rabbein Yoina are talking about this v'zachartes Hashem. What is the mitzvah? V'zabonenu chazdei Hashem. In halacha, what is this mitzvah sasei mideraisa? But dayenu to know that we're mekayim every single word, every expression of gratitude of thanks is a keem in a mitzvah sasei mideraisa. But let's continue on really with the sugya that we were in last week, the last few weeks, in this first stage of his Baidus. So over here it's Reish Chav Zayin, so I guess it must be over there another page or two ahead where it says Eich Zoichim Lohoidas Lashem Be'eis Tzara.
Reish Aleph.
And Reish Aleph. Eich Zoichim Lohoidas Lashem Be'eis Tzara. How can one be moided Hashem? How can one express this gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's going through an ace sorrow? And this is a very, very big topic in Rabbi Nachman's teachings and subsequently in Reb Nosson. The whole inyan of Tikkun Chatzos is that there's this momentum of darkness, this overwhelming momentum of darkness that reaches its peak at Chatzos, and then there's something that one is able to do, Tikkun Chatzos, to break that darkness, to break that momentum, that flow of darkness, or that consciousness of misery and suffering, and to somehow move things towards the morning. And that takes place with the Koach of Haidah. And Reb Nosson explains this a lot. We've spoken about this. So here the Mechaber writes, let's learn inside. Hine yes ahidor al ha-toyveis v'achsadim evshav v'roi l'haktim yam kishilibo sh'odam koiv mehatsar v'ha-doichet v'hoi hu nimsa. He says, look, to stop and to reflect upon and to thank Hashem Baruch for the toyveis nachasadim, a person can do that even if the heart is hurting from a tzara or whatever it is. Ach emes hi shebizman kezek kol shelim soyes ahavoche shepesaych ha-tzara. But obviously when a person feels that darkness is closing in on him, when it's chatzos and the darkness is closing in on him, even though one could intellectually try to recall different chasodim and toivas, but the metzias is that it's b'yisrael lahaydis lahakir b'chesed Hashem hagonis v'tomen be'etzem hatzor. We've spoken in the past, it's really a teaching for the Baal Tanya, other tzaddikim, the difference between a general belief in kol ma'ado avir rachman latav, that everything that Hashem does is for good, and being able to come to the higher madrega, which is gamzulatav. Kol ma'ado avir rachman latav, that general belief that we all have, that in the end it's all going to work out, or that everything that Hashem Baruch does is for the best, that all of us as maminim ascribe to that belief that everything is for the best. But the difficulty is to come to a madrega of gamzula taiva, that this tzara that I'm in right now, to be able to believe that in this tzara, not just in general, that everything that Hashem does is good, but that this tzara itself is good, when everything about that tzara is the hepachat taiva, as far as what one's experiencing. So, lahaydus lahakir b'chesed Hashem agonus v'tomen be'etzem hatzara, that in the etzem hatzara, to be able to say gamzula toiva, not just to say, but to feel the gamzula toiva. That I mentioned last week, the remarkable chibur Sefer Ha'amuna from the Bilvavi, from Rav Schwartz, Zolgazon Zayin. And really the entire Sefer is this nakuda, that it's possible that at one moment a person is living in the reality of that tzara, like the Gemara at the end of Makis, where the other chachamim who are accompanying Rabbi Akiva by the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash are crying, and Rabbi Akiva is mitzachik, Rabbi Akiva is laughing, that somehow that while one is very, very aware and conscious of the bitterness of the reality that he is in, there's no question that Rabbi Akiva was on the highest madrega, much higher than anybody. Was Rabbi Akiva is a Kodesh Kadoshim Yid. His whole Metzias was Kodesh Kadoshim. We're learning that in the Shabbos Shirim. His whole Metzias was a Kodesh Kadoshim Yid. Kol Hashim Kodesh, Rabbi Akiva said Shir Hashim is Kodesh Kadoshim. He was a Kodesh Kadoshim Yid. And to see a shual, to see a fax coming out from the Kodesh Kadoshim, Rabbi Akiva felt that pain. There's no question that he was in that pain. And he understood this as a terrible calamity, as a tzara for Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Akiva cried together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. But at that moment, the Chachamim were crying and Rabbi Akiva's mitzache. And the whole Sefer Hamuna of Rav Schwartz is to explain the different madregas of Hamuna. That there is such a madrega of Amunah that at the moment that the person recognizes that tzara and there's crying over the tzara, he enters into that deeper part of himself, to a higher part of himself, which at that very same moment is able to laugh and to say gamzula taiva, and to really believe that gamzula taiva. That's a gewaldige madrega. And a person, as I mentioned this last week, the person who reaches the apex of that midah of Amunah, for that person, the whole sugya of davening is mufrach, is really hard to understand. What's there to daven for? If gamzula taiva, then why would I daven that this tzara should end? Why would I daven that this gzeira should be rescinded, it should be annulled? If this is the tachlis of toiv, in this moment is the tachlis of toiv. Not just that it'll somehow be mezgala, and I'll be able to look back at this moment in my life and to see that it was good. And I believe that that moment will eventually arrive, whether in my lifetime or after my lifetime, Hashem will show me the good. But to be able to be in a place where a person's mamish, gamzula taiva, mamish, at this very moment, then really the person wouldn't be able to feel any tzah. How could one feel any true tzah or anguish or pain if he's in that place? And that's what that entire chibur is about, that madrega of living in that stira, which is Yoshe b'seser elyoy, that there's a person who's able to come to a madrega, there are tzaddikim who are able to come to a madrega, but they're able to connect to the one who is dwelling in that perpetual paradox, who's Yoshe b'seser elyoy. And that stira is not a stira. It's not a stira. It's not a contradiction. That he's able to live in both of those worlds. And that's why we know that there are tzaddikim that during this time of the year that were coming to Shavuos HaBetamos, the 3 weeks in Tisha B'Av, that while they sat on the floor, like Rav Pinchas Karas at Zchus Lenin says that there's no greater connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, no greater joy than that time when he's sitting on the floor and saying kinas. So what does that mean? Or the Kodinover that was dancing on Tisha B'Av. And what's he dancing on Tisha B'Av? And he said that we have to mekayem the mitzvah b'simcha, and there's a mitzvah to be mesabel, to mourn, and one has to be mekabel, the mitzvah of avilus b'simcha. It's a yoshe b'seser elyon. It's a stira. To us, it's a stira mina yubay. Either we get completely lost in that misery and sadness, or we run away from that and we go into a place of joy. So can people like us, that's what this last part of the parak is about, how is it possible for even regular people? A person who's up to his neck, God forbid, in tzaras. A regular person, all he's thinking about is, how do I get out of this? Or Pinchas Karas says, boy, am I enjoying kinas. Well, what does that mean? A regular person is, how do you get out of the kinas? How does one get out of it? And our whole machshava on Tisha B'Av is, when is this over? How do you get out of Tisha B'Av? When does this end? And yet we see that it's called a Moed, and we don't say Tachlin. So how is that? Kol ma'yodav einam ela eich lotzis me'at tzar shel naflo. All I'm thinking about is to get out of the tzar. L'haschil l'chapis v'limsoi be'etzem tzaroso chesed Hashem sh'olav yoyda. Therefore, the avoida, the biggest avoida at that time of the tzara, is to try to find, you know, that tzohar, that window in the teva of Noach, to find that opening, to find that chesed, that in that tzara that a person can find that opening and is able to make that opening wider and wider. L'chein is ha-dvar ma-mi'ikim ha-koshim ha-morim. So the real way to do this, even for regular people like us, is through his baidavus. It's true that the pasuk says viz boinenu chazdei Hashem, is that a person should try to meditate upon, to contemplate Hashem's kindness. Viz boinenu chazdei Hashem. And that is a tremendous, tremendous thing, the avod of his bonenus. And that's what we've been talking about until now. But his boidedus is what makes this possible, even for people who are not necessarily the big misboinenim, are not deep thinkers. And that's what we're learning now. What does one do? Instead of wallowing in the darkness and the pain, you bring all of these things to Hashem. You turn the whole story around. You bring these to Hashem, and you beg Hashem and you say, Rabbi Shalom, Master of the world, Yedea Ata. Ki libi molei ad gedoysav. You know that my heart is overwhelmed with difficulties. It's filled with all kinds of pain, and challenges, and so on. Bekoshli ma'od lasek b'davar acher. This is the hisbaidus. This is the shavach. This is the beginning of hisbaidus. This is how you come to hisbaidus. I'll be honest with you, Rabbi Shalom. I really have a hard time thinking about anything else. And right now, my kid is going through this inyan. Right now, my pranos. Right now, my marriage. Right now, health. Whatever it is, and constantly ma'od lasuk davar acher. I really don't have the ability to focus on anything else. Zula shvichas libi lefanecha. So all I can do is to pour my heart out before you. Ani mamin shekol ma sha'ata oisa hu l'toivasi. So not just to be mizbayin, not to think about this, but to try to come up with some positive things in the darkness, but to speak to Hashem and to say, I believe ani mamin. And remember that animam means I want very much to believe. Help me to believe. Shakol ma'asha ta'oisa hul l'tayvasi ha'amiti v'ha'nitzchus. That everything that you're doing to me right now is for my absolute eternal good. Aval eini zoich l'das azu. But I have to tell you, Hashem, I'm not on such a madrega. I don't have this das of the tzaddikim. I'm not in that place of Yoisha B'Seisir Elyon. I'm right now in a place that's Tachtoin Shebetachtoin. I'm in a very, very low place. I'm in a very dark place. So I don't have this Seichel Elyon. I don't have this Seichel of the Tzaddikim, that they, Gamzula Taiva. I don't have this Seichel. L'Havanazu. I don't understand how this could possibly be something which is good. How could this be good? Especially if a person is going through all kinds of yisurim and ruchnias, all kinds of failures in his ruchnias. How could this be good? Things in my life that are not the Ratzon Hashem. And how could it be that this tzara, that I should be able to understand that there's something good in this? In this Reish Chav Ches. U'ma'esa shugam emonosi. What can I do? My emuna is ke'ein odem shiroya mimerachak. My emuna is like a person who's looking at something from a distance. I'm not living in my emuna like the tzaddik. I'm not breathing. I'm not saturated with that emuna. I'm like a person who is looking at my emuna from a distance, at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but from a distance. Kemun ain't a brewer etzli. One of the consequences of my struggling, of my suffering is that my emuna is not clear. Tain li emuna. That's what his burden this is. Tain li emuna. Rabbi Shalom, I'm calling out to you from a distance. And I'm begging you, Tein li emuna, give me, strengthen my emuna. Tein li emuna. Sha'af ha'pi she'eni meivin, and give me the emuna, that what? That af ha'pi she'eni meivin ve'eni yodea. That even though I do not understand at all how this thing is good, I can't understand how this could possibly be good. This inyan. I can't understand how this could be good. That despite that, amen b'leiv shalom, tain li emuna, that I should be able to believe b'leiv shalom, shekol ma'asha ta'oise imi, hula tevasi haneschitz, that every single thing that I'm going through right now is le tevasi haneschitz, even in ruchnias. My efforts to overcome the things in my life that are bringing me down, that this is all the Taivasi Hanitzchis. This is all the Taivasi Hanitzchis. The Kaparas Avanaisai. And that all of this pain that I'm going through is somehow cleansing and purifying me. Lachniha Isi Lefanecha, and it's bringing me to be humble before you, to humble myself before you. And the tachlis of all of this is Lachzireni B'tshuva, is because you're longing for me, you're waiting for me. So because you want me to come back to you, you want me to be connected to you. You haven't stopped caring, you haven't stopped loving, but I'm having a hard time with this. Rabbi Shalom, help me to believe this, because it feels to me like you're pushing me away. And I'm asking you to help me to believe that you're drawing me close. And for this, I'm thanking you. Because if not for these ma'avarim, these obstacles that I have, that I'm trying to, or these, not obstacles, what's it called, like in the Olympics, they have to jump over? Hurdles, yeah. If not for these hurdles that I'm trying to cross over, Lohisi Sam Alibi, I wouldn't be paying any attention to my relationship with you. I would just be continuing on with the meaninglessness and the emptiness and the superficiality of the life that I've been living. I would just continue on. Kvisha Hergalti Lichyas, but the regular, just doing whatever I do. Some mitzvahs, every now and then an Aveira. And I would just go on. But if not for this crisis, if not for this challenge in my life, I would continue the same way that I've always continued. I'm sure that all of you have had conversations with others and maybe with yourself, people that are very close to you, about how individuals who have been through all kinds of crazy things, that the way that they were changed, they were transformed, the way that they grew up, and only really began to live after that ma'avar. Of course, there are many people who don't survive the ma'avar and don't get past the hurdle. They're crushed and they fall. But for those who try to go through it with emuna, with his bodidus, and try to get past the ma'avar, so you know that those are people who have survived and are elevated. Not everybody, but many, many, many people feel that it's only that from that point on that they actually began to have relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, that they began to have a relationship with a spouse. I was just talking yesterday to a very, very, very special, very, very special person who has had years of struggling with addiction to different drugs. And in and out of rehab, and like years of his life that just went by in that confusion and that haze and so on, and the person that he is now, he told me Pemoli that he said that I know it's clear 1,000% that if not for what I went through, that I would not be the person that I am now. And I would not be the kind of husband that I am now, and the kind of a parent, and so on, the kind of a Jew. Now, could he have become that person in a different way? So here's where the person has to say, I believe, Emuna Shleima, that you know exactly what you're doing. That you, meaning HaKadosh Baruch, you know exactly what you're doing. And to ask Hashem, Azreini Shehatzaros VaMa'avarim Shani Oiver, please, Rabbi Shalom, help me that the tzaras that I'm going through should bring me closer to you. Lo ya'akmu chas v'sholem es libi, and not, God forbid, to have the opposite effect, to make my heart crooked, which happens to people that have gone through difficulties that they just said, forget it, I'm done, and they leave. So I'm in a very vulnerable place. So I'm asking Hashem, help me that I should grow and get closer to you because of my tzaras. Not that chalila I should run away from you. Rachem elai, have rachmanis. Shagam betoikev tzarois elai ezavcha. That even though I'm going through such terrible tzaras, I shouldn't turn away from you. I shouldn't leave you. That I shouldn't turn away from you. Give me life. That I should be able to call out, to continue to call out to you, to daven to you, to call out your name. A person who's completely shakua, invested in Olam Hazeh, his whole Metzias is Olam Hazeh. Ve'ne mistakel ala tachlis. And he's not mistakel ala tachlis. It's a person that lives in that taiva that he's in. He lives in this world completely. And he's not mistakel ala tachlis. Doesn't think about the tachlis. Koshla ma'oy l'kabalas atzeres ve'esurim ba'ifinzeh. It's very, very hard for him to do this avodah that we're talking about, to really believe in this, and to speak to Hashem this way. Well, Zemes Palo Reb Nosson, so listen, Reb Nosson gave us this gift. Of course, we have the gift of his tefillas, of the Kutei Tefillas, which all of us have to live with, the Kutei Tefillas, mamish, all the time. And he gave us this gift. And just listen to these words of Reb Nosson's tefillah. Ona mole rachamim, please, the one who is filled, you who are filled with rachamim, zakeini azreini v'hishieni, she'eskel es gaber b'chol oiz v'sad sumoiz. Help me that I should be zaychetimim as gaber, to be strong. Es gaber b'chol oiz, to be mezgaber with strength, tremendous strength. Lizgar v'listoim einai. Rabbi Shalom, help me to close my eyes, to shut my eyes. Help me, Rabbi Shalom, to be able to close my eyes to this world. To be able to close my eyes to this world. Like the gift in the Sipurim Isis of the blind beggar. When he told the children, when the Chasnakali gave him the gift of having his blindness. And the gift of blindness means to be able to be in this world, but to be able to close one's eyes to the world, to be able to not look at the world, to be able to take a break from the world. And that's what Rabbi Nosson is davening for. Belistim eina michizu dahayal melagamri lahatzim belizgar eina bechazkam ma'oi. Rabbi Shalom, help me to shut my eyes tight. The chaskam ha'oy. The vli listak al klal, not to look at all. Al havle oylem hazev etavayzev. To shut my eyes tightly. This moment, to shut my eyes to all of the havolim, the narishkeit, and all the taivas of this world. Ve'eye bezeh ha'oylem. But help me to remain in the world. I don't want to die. I want to live. That I should be in this world. But help me to live in this world. But while I'm in this world, to be able to concentrate, to aim, to focus my eyes and my thoughts upon the tachlis amiti. Upon the true tachlis. Tachlis hanitzchi, the ultimate tachlis. Asha eska leida ulohaven be'emes tuvcha ha'amiti. To help me to know, to understand, tuvcha ha'amiti, your true kindness. That your kindness is true kindness. Not kindness that's for a second, for a moment, but true kindness. Lestakel al tachlis ha'amiti, tachlis ha'nitzchi, Das Bemis, and this way I'll be zeichet to know Bemis. Shein shum ra ba'olam klal. Ein shum ra ba'olam klal. That there is no ra at all. Ein shum ra ba'olam klal. It doesn't mean to say that the palace, that the terrorists are good. It doesn't mean to say that the Rishoyim are going to be rewarded for their riches. But that the tachlis is not a tachlis. A person makes, they make their choices, the Rishoyim. But there's no ra. Rakuloi toiv v'chesed. Everything is toiv v'chesed. Vata marbel ha'itivim kol basa b'chol eis b'chol shah. And you marbel ha'itivim kol basa b'chol eis b'chol shah. With every one of us, at every moment. Ki kavanoscha la toiv v'tomid. That your kavana is la toiv v'tomid. It is always for our best. Ki ata chofetz l'zakas esonam. Because all you want Hashem is to be mezakas, la'avienu l'tachlis amiti, to bring us to the ultimate tachlis, l'chaim nitzchiyim, l'chaim nitzchiyim. Not just to enjoy this moment, for chaim nitzchiyim. V'eskeilo es mole simcha tome, that I should be filled with this knowledge that will give me simcha always. Ona noira kodesh tatsileni mitzara. But in the same breath, Rav Nosson asks Hashem, please, Rabbi Shalom, help me, take me out of this tzara. So even though I believe that in the tachlis anitzchi of the toiv of what I'm going through, but I'm asking you, tatzileni mitzara, rescue me, save me, help me out, bring me out of this tzara. To be with me always. And if there are times in my life that because of your love and your kindness and because of what you know, Hashem, you send suffering my way, you send me Yisurim. Then if I have to suffer, please, Rabbi Shalom, I'm begging you to give me the strength to close my eyes and to be able to see, to look, and to gaze upon the tachlis ha'amiti, the ultimate tachlis, the end. Al ha'tachlis ha'toiv shel ha'yisur, to be able to believe in the tachlis ha'toiv, the ultimate tachlis of all yisurim, of all suffering. Therefore, instead of running away from you when I'm going through Yisurim, help me to become closer to you, to become one with you. To be bound to you, to become part of you. When I'm going through the Yisurim. Ve'avatal atzmi legamrei, that I should be able to be mevatal myself completely. Ve'estoim einai, and shut my eyes, v'chizu d'hai alma l'gamrei, completely, to this world. To close my eyes to this world. She'eske lizgar or lahatzim einai itayvus olam hazev haharolov, to completely close and shut my eyes to the itayvus of this world, that define good in an entirely different way than Hashem, the way that you're telling me what's good right now. To help me to see from a distance, even though I'm not a bal madrega, that I should be zeichet to see l'merachoyk from a distance. L'stakel al tachlis hatoyv anitzchi, she'egiyi li ayidei yisurim, to be able to see, to believe in, to take tangli emuna, give me Hashem this belief, and the tachlis atoiv anischi, in the ultimate tachlis atoiv anischi, shigili that I'm going to have aida hayisurim because of my yisurim. Had she is batla etzli kol hayisurim legamayis, and if I'm able to have that, to come to that, to that emuna, then. then all of the Yisurim will be misbatel. Either there will no longer be those Yisurim because I've come to that place, or I don't feel those Yisurim because I'm in a place of absolute bittul. Or betfilat tzadikim, kaysev Reb Nosson shu yedei amam and shukol adini vayisurim hem latoiva. And this is Reb Nosson's lashon in Sadi Gimel. Even though it seems to me that what I'm going through now is bad, and that's how I understand this, is something which is bad. Elokim chashov alatoyva. He's borrowing the pasuk of with Yosef at Sadiq when he was telling the brothers that Elokim chashov alatoyva, even though it seemed that you were going through a tremendous tzara, and that I went through the tzara of being sold to Mitzrayim and so on. But you see that Elokim chashav l'tayva, that Hashem had different machshavas. Ki kavanascha tamid l'tayva. Because Hashem, your kavanas are always l'tayva. Ki hisrachakus u'ikar hiskarvus. Because this feeling that I have, that you're pushing me away because of what I experience, I'm experiencing these sorrows. This feeling that I have, that I'm being pushed away, the emes is, as Rabbi Nachum says in the Quran, that this is the beginning of his karmas. It means that you're drawing me close to you. You want me to get closer to you. Kesrachakus hi'ikar his karmas. And I'm not going to let myself be. I'm not going to let myself fall into that place where I actually begin to think that you're pushing me away and you want me to leave you and that you're done with me, that you're finished with me. I'm not going to let myself go there. I don't believe that. Help me to believe that this is hiskarvus, that this is a hiskarvus. And all that I'm suffering through and all these tests that I'm going through is the Torah saying it's for my good. That's why I mentioned a few weeks ago that there was a tzaddik who was talking to another tzaddik who was going through difficulties, and it's the first tzaddik said that the Indian, the ikur is not who's going through terrible nisyanis. The ikur is not to daven to take away the nisyanis. That's not the ikur. Even though we do daven for that, and one should daven for that. But he said, but the ikur is to ask Hashem to help you know and to help you remember, and it should be clear to you 1,000,000% that it's a nisayon. It's a test. To remember in the clearest way that this is a nisayon. That you shouldn't chalila look at it any other way. And therefore, it's Hashem is reaching out to me. Elokim Nisa Avram, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menasses Avram, Elokim Nisa Avram, so it's also Elokim Nisa as Pliny Almighty. Umetzara Freisan L'Tavaseinu, when you're refining and purifying us L'Tavaseinu, K'mosha Kosik Kikashi Yaser Ish as B'nai Hashem L'Kachem Yasrek, that the same way that a father disciplines the child, the word yaser is the discipline or to rebuke. It means also lashon of yisur, of suffering. Hashem lekachem yasraka. That's the only musa that Hashem gives. That's Hashem's musa. The yisurim is Hashem's musa, and Hashem's musa is kashe yaser ish as benoy. Hashem lekachem yasraka. Av miribui chalishus nafshein. But Reb Nosson says, was so weak, the reason it was so weak is because of all the averus that we've done. Because I'm so polluted with gashmias, the thickness of gashmias. I'm not able to bear your dinim, even though your dinim are totally for my good. And even though the dinim are to bring me close to you, I, because of my own aveiras, and I'm such a magushim, I can't bear them. I can't tolerate the yisur. I can't tolerate the dinim. Because the yisurim and the menias are causing me such bilbulim. If you go over, if you look at slichus, usually, every year it seems that's all of a sudden it's slichus. But the truth of the matter is that this coming slichus is already on the calendar. It's not far away. Thomas is already the mamashim shem uboyim. That the time of slichus is already starting to. They're starting to move the chairs around by Tubav and Shemaim and the Bezdin. So they're already getting things ready. It's for Elul and for Slichus. So if you look at the Slichus, I think it's not exaggerating to say 80%. I don't think it's an exaggeration. 80% of Slichus is basically pleading our case to Hashem by saying that because of all the Yisurim and the Menias, the Mababalim have caused me tremendous confusion. And all of the Averis that I've done, Nachkiris, Vagashmis, Rav Nosson's talking about, is that as a result of that, I've done some terrible things. I've made terrible mistakes. And the slichus, in slichus, we don't hold back. We talk about all of the different sorrows that Hashem has brought us through. All the different things that we go through. Same thing in the kinis. The kinis on Tisha B'Av. And we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, look, you've brought these things upon us. We believe that it's L'tov Aseinu, but because of all of this misery that I'm going through, I'm filled with bilbulim, with confusion. Ad asher koshal koyach hasavol. It's like I can't bear the suffering anymore. Ad asher diyazen nisvachakna mimcha. And I have to tell you the truth, Rabbi Shalom, that the difficulties and the suffering have caused me to become further from you, not closer to you. They've caused me to become further. K'mesh nisvachaknu. And especially me, to talk about yourself, to talk about things that you've been going through and how it's not bringing you any closer to him. Only you, Hashem, know all that I've gone through since I'm a kid. And to talk about those things, we first call them aniyas. And to talk about those things that you've gone through since you were a kid, and the bilbulim, and as a result of all of that, the machshailas, the failures. Or bevadai bekol mash over alai, and bevadai for sure. Bekol mash over alai, everything that I've been through, bekulam kavanoscha. There's no question that in all of them, Kavanah, so your Kavanah was Latoiva. Hashem, your Kavanah was always the Karveini, to bring me closer. Everything that I've ever been through is to bring me closer. To test me, to refine me, to purify me. And through these in Yonam Davka that I've been through, and talking about those in Yonah that you've been through. But because I'm such a shaita, Aki was goofy because of the thickness and the coarseness of my body, of my gashmius, because of my averus. I failed miserably in these nisyanis. I've been failing. That even though I know that every single time you're testing me, and the purpose of those tests is to purify and to refine and so on, but I haven't been succeeding. Now, after saying all of this, Rav Nosson asks for hamtakas adinim, for a sweetening of the dinim. Sha'afa pisha b'emes hakol ha'tayva, this is what I was talking about, this stira, this will be feel to be a contradiction. Sha'afa pisha b'emes hakol ha'tayva, that even though the emes is the truth, is that hakol ha'tayva, that everything is the tayva, everything is good. Avabab nesein ha'rabim, but because of our many sins, be'yesein ha'becheshkes ha'golos, that because of all of the years that we're in the darkness of Golos, Becheshkes HaGolos, this Arbev and this Balbel Datein, you've become so completely confused. Hada Sha'in Banu Das, Lahavin Veladas, till we don't have the ability to understand. Shekol Ma Sha'ovar Aleinu Hu B'Hashgacha Pratis, that everything that we've been through, that I've been through, that we've been through, is Hashgacha Pratis. By this, on a magician, ke'ev umach oiv. And that's why I'm feeling such terrible pain in this sorrow that I'm in. I'm feeling terrible pain. Umanase, what should we do? What can I do? Ka'golos garem chisar nadas. Golos causes there to be this terrible chisar nadas, this terrible confusion. I'm not able to think straight. Klemer shein onu mevinin v'yoidim shahakol bashgacha protis l'tavisein aniskis. That I'm not able to think and to remember that everything is hashgacha and it's l'tavisein. Haniskis is for the good. Kali roshu l'hasam chatos, to destroy evil and to clean up all sins. Im hayinu Shlema b'da'atenu, and if we would be shlema b'da'atenu, if we would truly understand, if I would, Rebosh will take me out of this golos, taking me out of this sorrow, because I'm not succeeding in mustering up the das that's needed to grow from this sorrow that I'm in. And we talked to Hashem about this in a clear way, in a very clear way. It's not working. Because if it was working, I wouldn't feel the tsar. I wouldn't feel this terrible tsar of Golos. But the truth of the matter is that I do feel this tsar. It's hurting me a lot. I wouldn't feel the tsar. I would just come back to you, because that's all you want, is that I should come back to you. But instead, I feel this tsar terribly. I feel this pain, and I'm not getting closer to you. So I need your help. If anything, it's pushing me further away. B'tfilosov said, those are the words of Rabbi Nosson. B'tfilosov, Malamad is son of Rabbi Nosson, Ketzed L'Spalo. So Rabbi Nosson is giving us a lesson. Rabbi Nosson davened these things, but he gave us the gift of sharing with us this little piece of tefillah, and he's teaching us ketzad l'spala l'haydus davakish b'ayfen she'en kol stira v'nachelik shalda, and he's helping to teach us a way that we can come to believe that there's no stira, there is no contradiction between that chelik of hayda, that feeling of gratitude, of thanks, the chelik habakosh or shvichas elei l'Hashem zbach, to thee, to my pouring my heart out and begging Hashem for what I need. There is no stira. There's no stira. What does that mean, there's no stira? It means that I'm able to use this pain that I'm in as itself a tefillah. I take this and I make it into a tefillah. And when I make this into a tefillah, that I'm breaking that midnight, I'm breaking that darkness of Chatzos, and I'm able to then begin to close my eyes to this world and to gaze upon the Tachlis HaNitzchi. And when I look upon the Tachlis HaNitzchi, then I feel unbelievable bittul, and unbelievable gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that he's done for me, even Gam Zula Toiv, to bring me to this tachlis of being able to close my eyes and to see that there's something more important to my life than Kiddush. I know that might sound hard for a lot of people to hear, but there's something more important than Kiddush. There's something more important than burying myself in this taiva that I'm living in. There's something more meaningful and a greater purpose that Hashem has intended for me in my life than the little life that I'm living right now. L'siyum, ech toiv esho shamati, I'll write what I heard from Levi Yitzchak Bender. Sh'Rabbeinu Omar, the Rabbi Nachman said, G'sh'odam pregesh es chaver, sh'shol es haman la'asimcha, when you meet your friend and your friend says, what's become of you? What's with you? For ayin esh tzarais av rabu chayetze b'zeh, and your answer is, oh, I have such sorrows. Ayin m'la Hashem es baruch, l'zeh kariyat tzarais, this is a famous teaching. There are other tzaddikim that said this also, that you meet somebody, and the person says, how are you doing? You say, ah, I have such sorrows. You start to talk about your sorrows. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Amar Hashem Yisbarach, L'zeh karat at tzaros? This is what you call tzaros? I'll show you. Ay tira mahim tzaros. I'll show you what real tzaros are. This is what you call tzaros? I'll show you real tzaros. Umid ha-toiv ha-meruba. But then, of course, in a much better way, when it's a mid ha-toiv, k'shoyin ha-baruch Hashem, if a person's going, despite the fact that a person's going through difficulties, and your friend stops and asks you, how you doing? Not like the B'nai Merari here. The second, don't be afraid to ask them how they're doing, because they might tell you they'll tell you the official Baruch Hashem, and then they start going on to telling you about how many different medications they're taking, about how this is not working, that's not working, about life is this, I can't do that, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling pain. You know, they go on to talk about it on and on and on about their tzaros. So then Hashem says, oh, this is the biggest tzaros you want to see? I'll show you real tzaros. But then when it comes to me, the Taiva Merubak, Sha'ina Baruch Hashem, if a person has difficulties and has his challenges, we all do, but he says, Baruch Hashem, and he means it, Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem, Toidu V'Hidol Hashem. Then Hashem says, Amar Hashem is Baruch, Al Zeh Tamayda, for your life, you feel such gratitude for the things that you have. I'm going to show you now really what some good things. Ani Ashpilu Chokazesh Shefa Shaitiskal Haidus Lov Adli Dai. I'm going to give you so much more good stuff that you're going to be thanking me. I believe that. For this Vart alone, it was Kedai to be in today's Limud. For this Vart alone, if a person, Chalila, is going around his whole life, oh, this Tzara and that Tzara, then the Baruch Hashem says, oh, that's, you consider that to be a Tzara? I'm going to show you real Tzaras. And then the opposite of that is when a person is living in a world of Toida, of Haidah, and is even though he's going through difficulties, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and this person says, but I want to thank you for this, I want to thank you for that, and he starts to go over the things that he's grateful for. Then Hashem says, you haven't seen anything yet what to be grateful for. I'm going to show you what you could be grateful for. I'm going to show you much bigger things. Ad b'li dai. V'akos lachem brocha. Ad b'li dai. Ad b'li dai. And this is the holy name of, this is the holy name of his baidus, that a person to break through that barrier of one's experiences that are difficult and to come to this place of haidah. And that's why it's the beginning, it's the entrance into his baidus, and it's the subject of what one has to work on at the beginning of his baidus. All right, I'd like to finish the parak, it's just a few more sentences, but really the just go to the end. Because it's really, this is, he's just being mechazik the same minion. Kain makorle the verb shekasav l'el nimsav Yerushalmi brachas. He's Yerushalmi in brachas at the beginning of the first parak. Binyan smichas gula tefila. Shebegula maske tish brachas ayisies v'sayim, but take him as palas el ashayna. Says in Yerushalmi, brought down a Rashi in Bavli. Ya other mekavel kish baruch v'elev marasev tish brachas. Why do we, in our davening, first we go through psukit v'zimra, we thank Hashem, and then we have the gula. We say Emes v'yatzev v'nochin, and we say Misham galtonu, beisavod disanu, and we thank Hashem for all of that. And then, once I'm in that place of toida, of hayda, of shevach, of his karvus, of believing that Hashem loves me and how good He is to me and all that He's done for me, then I could come to tefillah. Then I could begin to say, L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know what, Hashem, I really, you know, I could, I'm having a hard time with this. If you could help me with this and help me with that, and then he could be Tevayat Zarchav. Then he could ask for the things that he needs. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next week we're going to begin the second stage of his Hizbardos, Yishuv Hadas, and Mishpat. So if I don't see you, everyone should have a lechtig in Shabbos. And if you're in Yerushalayim, and it's not dark yet, you still have time to get over to Haraz Esim, to the Kever of the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. It's a very, very beginning, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, especially to daven for children, for other people who need to have children, they need to have Haslach with their children. It's a special, special big thing. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh himself never had children. And the Tzaddikim say that he never had children because his inyan is that for any Jew who would ever live the rest of the, till Mashiach, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh is carrying his child. The Hamakar is carrying that child, the child that people can't have. But with the schools of our Hamakadosh, those children should come to the world, and all the neshamas that need to come to the world should come to the world, and all the children who are in the world should be Masich and should have Messias Chain and say the Shemayin, everything we should be Zarcha. The Gulash of Amitis, Nakit Rano, Shaykh Neofra, Sitchias Amesim, all the Tzaddikim, and the Gulash of Amitis Amen.